The peak body representing Australia's universities is outraged at the federal government's funding freeze for student places. It'll save the government $2.1 billion, and it's been revealed as part of the Mid-Year Economic and Fiscal Outlook, or MIEFO. The other big savings measure is making new migrants wait longer to be eligible for welfare, as David Taylor reports.
Gaining a spot at uni can be stressful, but university advocates say it just got a lot harder. Katrina Jackson is the acting CEO of Universities Australia.
The government's proposing to freeze student place funding, so that would impose a cut of $2.2 billion on the university system.
MIEFO has a two-year freeze on the Commonwealth grant system and a cap on funding for student places. Universities worry that could limit the number of places they offer prospective students.
Universities are funded per place, so we will see smaller numbers of places.
Ms Jackson argues the cap on student funding will see young regional Australians left behind.
Regional campuses who really do genuinely need to offer more places will be unable to do that. It's absolutely inevitable that this will widen the gap between educational attainment between regional country Australia and the cities, which is surely not what we want.
Students will also be asked to start paying back their loans when they earn $45,000 a year, $10,000 less than the current threshold of $55,000. The education sector has been in the government's sights since the May budget was handed down. In October this year, Parliament didn't support the government's proposals to cut $2.8 billion from universities and students. These new funding measures don't need the Parliament's backing.
Look, I think it's a sad day for Australian higher education.
Andrew Norton is the Higher Education Program Director at the Grattan Institute.
The only reason they've actually gone down this particular path is they couldn't get their other budget savings through the Senate. So I would see this as primarily a budget measure rather than a higher education policy measure.
New migrants are also in the government's sights. The government's making new migrants wait 3 years for payments like family tax, parental leave and carers allowance, saving $1.2 billion. Edwina McDonald is the Director of Policy and Advocacy with ACOS.
And what it means is that it completely ignores people's basic needs to meet the essentials of life, like food and shelter. It means that when a recent migrant loses their job, they're going to be left unsupported. It means if their child becomes gravely ill, they'll have to take time off from their job to care for them, and they won't be supported to do so. You know, well, basically, if you're in financial need, you should have access to income support, and policies like this are undermining what should be a basic tenet of our system.
The government's also tightening the rules around family daycare handouts after a number of rorts in the sector, adding another $1 billion over the next 4 years to the budget bottom line.
David Taylor reporting.